Hello, everyone, and welcome here to our time of worship and reflection together. Stuart and Jody here at Carey Baptist Church in Moulton. Welcome to people within our local church family and those who are listening more internationally. You're all welcome to join together. Let's commend this time to God's care now as we pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for this opportunity to gather in our homes, yet together with each other. And we pray that your Holy Spirit would be present to each one of us, that you will take these words and that you will speak to and minister to each one of us in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jody's going to come and read our scripture reading, which is from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 18 to 29. Hebrews chapter 12. Verses 18 to 29.
You have not come to a mountain that can be touched and that is burning with fire, to darkness, gloom, and storm, to a trumpet blast, or to such a voice speaking words that those who hear it begged that no further word be spoken to them, because they could not bear what was commanded. If even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned to death. The sight was so terrifying that Moses said, and trembling with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. See to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. If they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, how much less will we, if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven? At that time his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, "Once more I will shake not only earth, but also the heavens." The words "once more" indicate that removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, and so worship God acceptably, with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire.
Thank you, Jody. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word, and we pray that you'll take these words of scripture and the words that I share, and that you would blow in and through them and speak into our lives your living word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is the last of our mini-series on the book of Hebrews and focuses on the unshakable kingdom that we are inheriting. The last year has shaken things up a lot. The shaking of the death toll, the pressure on the NHS, the economy, and not being able to visit our family and friends and loved ones. Do you feel shaken by events? Does your faith feel shaken by the circumstances that you find yourselves in? Our emotions are an unreliable barometer of reality, especially in relation to our status and relationship with God. Verse 28 says, "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken." So we're receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, God's kingdom. His rule, his reign cannot be shaken and will ultimately prevail, win, and be established in all its fullness at the end of history. If we trust in Jesus and put our faith in him, we can be sure that we are part of that kingdom, as Jesus himself said in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Those who trust humbly in God belong to the kingdom, or rather, the kingdom belongs to them. Knowing that we belong to God and his kingdom is a great consolation in times like these. If we follow Jesus and have accepted him into our lives, we can have this assurance, as it says in verse 23, we are part of the church of the firstborn whose names are written in heaven. Our names are written in heaven. We are known to and by God. Our destiny in God is secure. Nothing and no one can erase our names from heaven. We can have assurance that ultimately we will be with God in his kingdom and enjoy his presence in eternity. Remind yourself regularly of that in these days. My name is written in heaven. Repeat that. Say that to yourself. Say it out loud at home now. My name is written in heaven. I sound like a black Pentecostal preacher, but it's good to remind ourselves of these things, that our names are written in heaven. But how do we know that our names are written in heaven? We know this because of Jesus. In verse 24, it says, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Our names are written in blood. Jesus died for us to mediate a new covenant, a new relationship with God. When this verse speaks of Abel's blood, it reminds us of Genesis 4:10, where it says, the Lord says to Cain, what have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Abel's blood cries out from the ground, cries out for vengeance, cries out for revenge. But Jesus' blood speaks a better word. It does not cry out for vengeance, but for forgiveness. In Matthew 26, verse 28, Jesus himself said at the Last Supper, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. So Jesus' blood is poured out for our forgiveness. Or as the writer to the Ephesians puts it in chapter 1, verse 7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished upon us with all wisdom and understanding. He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. So Jesus' death on the cross brings unity to all things, to everything and everyone in heaven and on earth under Christ. During this Lenten season, as we journey towards the cross on Good Friday and the resurrection on Easter Sunday, we need to remind ourselves that God's kingdom cannot be shaken and that we are part of that reality and that our names are written in heaven. that we are known and loved by God, and that our names are also written in the blood of Jesus, shed for our forgiveness, and to bring to completion God's cosmic purpose for all things in heaven and upon the earth in Christ. So what is our response to all of this? Our response is worship. In verse 28 of the passage from Hebrews, it says that we are, since therefore we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and with awe, for our God is a consuming fire. We are to worship with reverence and awe, because God is holy, a consuming fire, but not a fire that destroys, but a fire that purifies, that burns away all the dross from our lives until we become like Jesus. As the Apostle John wrote in 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, "Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." And that is our destiny, that we will be like Christ, because we will see Christ as he is, and we will be caught up in the glory, the consuming fire of Christ. And all the rubbish and the dross in our lives will be burnt away, and the core of who we are that reflects his glory will remain, and we will enjoy him forever. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, in this last year when we have been shaken by circumstances, shaken by death of friends and family, shaken by the news that we watch on the television, shaken by our worries about the future and the economy and the National Health Service, remind us, Lord, that our names are written in heaven, that we are known by you and loved by you, and nothing can take us out of your hands, and that we are inheriting an unshakable kingdom. Help us to have that assurance that our identity, that who we are, is safe with you in heaven, and that one day that will be manifested to us and to all people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now Charlotte, a member of our church family, is going to bring some prayers of intercession.
Let us pray. Father, as we enter this time of Lent, help us to reflect on how we can be your light in our world, in our homes, in our communities. That although the people we meet may be limited, at a distance, on the phone or online, may they experience your qualities through us. Help us to stay connected, Lord, with new ideas and conversations, so that we can continue to look after one another in this continued time of separation. Help us to find the joy in the small everyday things that you have given us, which so often get overlooked in the busyness of our modern lives. We pray for those who are working relentlessly to take care of us. Medical teams, carers, key workers, scientists, leaders. We pray for those who have power, that they will make good decisions, that they will consider how their choices will affect others, and those with no power or voice. Help us to speak up on behalf of others. We pray for those within our church community and the unique circumstances of our lives right now. Thank you for making us all so different. Help us to remember that you made us this way. We pray for those who are struggling with ill health, mental health, work, and financial situations, home education, or loneliness. May your presence and healing be at work in these things. During this time when everything around us feels uncertain, when we feel unsure of ourselves, let us be sure of you. That our trust in you remains unshaken. That we will confidently stand in your light. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Thank you, Charlotte, for your prayers, and let's close with a blessing. Holy God, may we live this day with Christ's call to discipleship ringing in our ears. And should this day bring us pain, we pray that we may meet it with hope and honesty, grounded in the knowledge that even in the darkest place, we may be touched and changed by your love. So may we grasp with all your people how wide and long, how high and deep is the love of Christ, and be filled with the very nature of God. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. Thank you for joining with us, and we'll meet you online next week. Go well and God bless.